This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The military junta that ousted the elected government in Niger has closed Nigerian airspace until further notice. The action comes, the junta says, in preparation for a threatened military intervention by ECOWAS nations to restore the democracy. ECOWAS gave the junta a deadline, which is rapidly approaching, and says it will make a statement late on Sunday. Another fallout from the threat of military action is the announcement Sunday by France that it is suspending development aid and budgetary assistance to Burkina Faso. The statement by the French Foreign Ministry comes days after that nation and Mali announced that they would consider any military intervention against the new military rulers in Niger as a declaration of war. Cambodia's king on Monday will appoint Hun Manet, the country's new leader. His father, Hun Sen, has held the job for 40 years and announced he'd step down and hand it to his eldest son after July's elections. Ukrainian President Zelensky said on Sunday that the U.S. and German air defense systems were working well for Ukraine following waves of Russian airstrikes Sunday. Here's Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Russian fighters unleashed a barrage of missiles and drones from the air and sea. About a half dozen people were killed, and a blood donation center in Kharkiv was hit. President Volodymyr Zelensky denounced that as a war crime.
That is Associated Press reporter Jackie Quinn. Also from the war in Ukraine, both Russia and Ukraine says that Ukraine hit with military forces two bridges linking Crimea to the mainland. This is VOA News. Japan plans to start releasing treated radioactive water from the tsunami-wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant into the ocean as early as late August. Japan's Asahi Shimbun Daily reported on Monday, citing named government sources, the story. The release will likely come shortly after the prime minister meets with U.S. President Joe Biden and the South Korean president in the United States next week to explain to them about the water in question and how safe it is. Two dozen Democrats of the U.S. House of Representatives will visit Israel and the occupied West Bank this week to discuss prospects for a two-state solution and Israel's judicial reforms. Top U.S. House of Representatives Democrat Hakeem Jeffries and Representative Steny Hoyer will lead a group of 24 House of Representative Democrats who will also discuss extremism and Iran's nuclear capabilities. For most of rural Nigeria, hospitals and health centers closing at dusk is the norm. The power network unreliable? They have to shut down at night, but one company is now changing that by installing solar power at the medical facilities. And as we hear in this report from the VOA's Alesan Bula, which is narrated by Harana Shulu, it's allowing the facilities to stay open.
Engineer Tomiwa Bayo-Ojo is the chief executive officer of Volsos Energy. Founded in 2016, his startup has so far provided solar power to one facility. Bayo-Ojo says solar power is the right approach for sustainable electricity to healthcare facilities across Nigeria.
The power that they require on a daily basis is relatively small.
Volsos Energy is just one of many solar initiatives popping up across Nigeria. According to numbers published by Statista, solar energy capacity in the country amounted to 37 megawatts in 2022, a 12% jump from the year before. For Alasan Bala in Abuja, Nigeria, Haruna Shehu, VOA News.
From the world of entertainment, Barbie equals billion.
What's going on? Why are these men looking at me?
In just 3 weeks, the movie Barbie is set to sail past the billion-dollar mark in global ticket sales. It breaks a record for female directors. Warner Brothers said the film will cross over the $1 billion mark by the end of Sunday. For more information on these and other stories, visit our website at voanews.com or download our apps. I'm Scott Walterman. VOA News.